Wheat prices have fallen almost $2.50 since May. And Kim, what does this mean?
Well, let's go back to February of 2011 when wheat prices were $9.90. From February 11 until May of 12, they fell to $6, hit that $6 level. They went back up again by November of 12 to $9.35. They fell to $6 from there by January of 2014. Since May of this year, wheat prices have fallen from $8.54 back down to that $6 level, and we've been pounding that $6 level for about the last three weeks.
Okay, Kim, do you think that we'll see those post-wheat harvest 2010 numbers again?
Well, it's possible. Right now, in the short run, we're moving in a sideways pattern between $6 and $6.70. If we break through that, say next Tuesday, close below it, then I think we're going to go on down. The support levels I've got below six are about $5.50, then to $5, and then to $4.50. I think $4.50 would probably be close to the bottom price that we'd see, say, over the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, we didn't have a great wheat crop in Oklahoma this last year. Shouldn't the prices be going up?
You'd expect that with a below average U.S. wheat crop, with below average U.S. ending stocks, with below average, well below average hard red winter wheat stocks. But as we've discussed recently on SunUp, our price is determined on the world market, and the world is producing a lot of wheat.
Okay, let's talk about the WASDE report. This just came out this last week. What all did you find in it?
Well, if you look at the report, there are some surprises in it. We was talking about wheat, world wheat production. They increased it from 26.1 billion bushels to 26.5 billion bushels. And I think that's a surprise to the market. World ending stocks increased from 7.1 to 7.2 billion bushels. U.S. ending stocks was increased from 663 to 698, so an increase. All negative information there that could have a negative impact and help us break that $6 level. If you look at corn, that production was raised to 14.4 billion bushels. In August it was 14 even. The trade was expecting 14.3. Corn ending stocks, the WASDE did have higher corn use, so ending stocks stayed at about 2 billion, about where they were in August, than trade was expecting too. You look at soybeans, but with a higher production, negative corn. You look at soybeans, again, increased production. 3.91 billion bushels. Last month was 3.8. Ending stocks to 475 million. Last month with 430. Again, negative information for wheat, corn, and beans.
Okay, what are the price predictions according to Kim Anderson?
Well, we're going to watch that on wheat. We're going to watch the that $6 level. If we break that and we're down below it on Tuesday of next week, then I think we're going to take it on down another 20 to 30 cents, maybe down to that $5.50 level. Corn prices, they were already weak. The ending stocks didn't change. The USDA yields were above the trade expectations. Might get a little hit on corn, but I don't think a big hit there. Soybeans, I think it'll take a bigger hit than either corn or wheat.
Okay, if producers were doing the third, and a third at harvest, should they still be moving into that second third right now?
Yeah, well, I'd still be following that. The second third should be late September, early October. I might wait to see if we come back a little bit. It's wet up in Canada, northern tier of the U.S., and those crops aren't going to be as good as quality as expected.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.